Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that
other shows you hear for the rest of the week. We bring it.
It's certainly not the same.
Yes.
Whether that's better or worse, it's up to you.
It's different.
But it's definitely different by a margin. Some margin.
Got some unique folks around these parts.
Some undefined amount.
It's beyond the standard deviation.
It's definitely beyond the standard deviation for certain. Let's see. Captain's Log, Stardate 08272023. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Everybody feel free to call 603-283-6160 and tell Nikki how much you missed her or how much you're mad at her for not appearing on last week's show.
Or how much you hate me and that you liked the show better without me. That's fine, too.
She's willing to listen.
I am.
That's the important part.
That's kind of like the whole point of our show. You can call in and you can say nice things to us, like Gigi, or you can say mean things to us, like Squidward.
Squidward, nice. That's new. I like that. I like that.
Very curmudgeon-y of him, too.
Definitely, that is a descriptor of Squidward.
Yes.
Yes. I think you have something specially like to talk to him about should curmudgeon decide to rear his ugly voice.
So I do my show prep, and I come across a variety of different headlines and articles throughout the week. Yep. Like, I spend way too much time reading news headlines.
I mean, you do a fantastic job. The Sunday show would be totally different without you.
Yeah, you find things that are impossible, maybe, for anyone else to find. It's quite impressive.
It reminds me specifically of the olden days before the internet.
Okay.
When you could only find these things, like, standing in the checkout aisle at the grocery store, looking at the tabloids.
Yeah.
Right, the National Enquirer and the Sun and whatever those other crappy newspapers were.
Right. So, but as I'm doing this process, right, certain articles come up and I go, ooh, that would be interesting to mention for, random caller, regular caller, A, B, or, Squidward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So I've got one that, let's see what he has, what he thinks about it if he should happen to call in and we can discuss it. But I do that, there's a lot of articles that appeal to other callers as well.
Yeah. Whenever you find one that comes across, traffic cameras, and you're this with Sarah.
Right, exactly.
And like, to some extent, like, you all post show prep, and I bring show prep, and to some extent, I get to sort of pick and choose that stuff, right?
You are the captain.
Because, I'm, and I sit
first chair privilege.
Yeah. So I try to, if it's a little too wacky, all the articles, I'll try and throw something not so wacky, give it a little balance just to keep it sort of on track, but sometimes we just go full whack, and that's, we just roll with it. So,
like the gentleman, or was it last week or whatever, with politicians signing baseballs, right? Like, I just threw that out there.
That was such a great article.
I threw that out there for the captain because, like, it's my week off.
Yeah.
Someone's got to talk about this.
And he was like, you can do it on beard or you can save it for Sunday. And I was like, I wish he'd have just called in with it, because that would have been the best.
I enjoy my days off, man. I do
understand.
Other things.
I just couldn't save it that long. You know what I mean? I couldn't save it for a whole nother week.
Well, that's why I gave it to you. I didn't want it to be saved for a whole nother week.
It was a gift.
It was a gift.
Here's a baseball.
Yes.
Curveball.
Dick Bigger.
Yes.
Junior.
Yep.
From Biggersville.
Whatever.
Yeah. At any rate,
listen to that show.
Yeah, from last week. Go ahead, find the archives over at archives.freetalklive.com and listen to last week's Sunday night show. It's a good show.
Even without Nikki.
Especially without Nikki.
Let's not be self-deprecating here, Miss Sunshine. I'm sorry, Mrs. Sunshine.
I'm just kidding.
Now that you're married, I gotta like,
I am a Mrs.
You know, title you appropriately. Right, I don't want to Mrs. title you? Mrs. title you?
So officially, she would be like Mrs. Roach or Ms. Sunshine.
Well, or no. Roach Shine.
That's what you could probably be. Roach? You guys
yeah. Sun Roach, yeah.
No, actually, I call them Mr. and Mrs. Sunshine.
Yeah.
I gotcha. That's
like
informal.
Like, did you take his last name?
Technically speaking. But
okay, all right.
And so. After all the paperwork was said and done, he made a joke and was like, no, I guess he wasn't joking. He was kind of serious. And he's like, wow, we never talked about both changing our lot, because obviously, Sunshine is not my maiden name. He's like, we never talked about both changing our names to Sunshine. Like, that would have been cool.
Well, you still can.
Not too late.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, you always can. Yeah.
Hell, I might change my name if you guys want to adopt me.
Yeah.
And I'll call you Mom. Call Roach Dad. That would be weird.
That would be weird, but,
if I were going to change mine, though, I'd legally change it to Captain Kickass, which it hasn't been. People are like,
you can hyphenate it.
Why haven't you done? Yeah, Captain Dash Kickass Dash Sunshine Dash Road.
And when you guys are ready to retire, you just open up a motel somewhere out in the wilderness and
or start a law firm. Okay. That's way too many hyphens to not be a law firm.
Yeah,
it was a Roach Motel joke. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome. They check in, but they don't check out.
Right, there you go.
We titled the show tonight Lesbian Speed Dating Canceled, and we'll get to that, but I have something.
Why would you cancel lesbian speed dating?
That's my question. I'm like, who is that's in like charge of this lesbian speed dating, and why has it been canceled?
That should be broadcast on Fox.
CNN, any of them.
I don't know about CNN.
Well,
it's the wrong kind of lesbians on CNN.
There's a right kind and a wrong kind.
There's the ones you would see on Fox and the ones you would see on CNN.
I guess the ones on Fox are on the right.
There you go.
But before we talk about any of our show prep, I want to talk about deodorant.
I'm wearing some.
Okay,
I'm not. Sorry, in advance.
I am.
It smells like spaghetti.
I am, or at least. Oh, is that why you brought that in to cover up your stank?
Yeah.
Your stank.
Come on, don't call me out on it. That was supposed to be, like my little secret, little strategy here.
You could have just rubbed the spaghetti under your arms and hoped for the best.
Yeah, I don't know if the Parmesan cheese really is conducive to good smelling body parts.
Yeah, that's the natural smell of body parts.
Parmesan cheese.
Speak for yourself.
Once upon a time, Speed Stick, the brand, manufactured a just deodorant, not antiperspirant, just deodorant.
Okay.
That was in the scent of Irish Spring soap.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Now, I use Irish Spring soap. I love the scent of Irish Spring soap. It makes me feel clean. It makes me smell clean. Right?
It's that dude in front of the waterfall that got me when I was a kid.
Fresh and clean as a whistle, right? They used to do that, like, Irish. They had the fake Irish people, dancing around the waterfall and all that crap. So at any rate, once upon a time, because I used Speed Stick earlier on, and once upon a time I discovered this Irish Spring scented deodorant. I don't use antiperspirant because it does weird things to your pores to force them closed so that you don't sweat. And then eventually they open and you sweat anyway, and I'm like, well, what's the point of that?
Or it clogs your pores, you get the rash.
Right, or all sorts of acne under your arm. And yeah, it's horrible for you.
Don't do it, kids.
So deodorant only, and I loved their Irish Spring scented deodorant. And I would buy it. I would buy it, buy the dozen, right? Get it off Amazon, whatever, right? And then one day, it disappeared. They stopped making it.
Wah, wah.
Sons of guns.
Yeah. I don't know why. I think it was either too popular or they didn't want to pay the intellectual property rights for the scent.
That seems more likely.
Right.
Right. Like the contract expired.
Yeah.
We're no longer doing the Irish Spring
smell.
They
could call it something else, though.
Yeah, they could,
like Norwegian Spring, and it just smells the same,
Scottish Spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
Or Irish Republican Spring. Irish Republican Army Spring.
Smells like gunpowder. And napalm.
So, at any rate, much to my chagrin, it disappeared, and I had to find a different scent, flavor, if you will, of deodorant.
Yep.
Pit Crayon. as I call it.
All right.
Right? Because that's kind of what it reminds me of, is a crayon for your armpits.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So some time goes by, and for whatever reason, I'm on the Amazon recently, and like, they're like,
back.
I found, and like, only 16 left. Or, no.
Yeah, so you bought all of them.
I bought all of them.
Yep.
But they're the mini travel size.
Oh,
right?
Oh.
The little 4.5 ounce
that's
or
like,
whatever, right?
When they can't, or when they canceled, when they stopped making Twinkies and people were buying them on eBay for like $500.
Yes.
Right. So this
they made
is,
a whole movie about that.
Did they?
It was Zombieland was searching out the last Twinkie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a whole movie.
I kind of just like forgot about that part about that movie.
They were on the quest for the last Twinkie. Oh, thanks, Richie Rich.
You're welcome.
keeping it factual. So anyway, I buy all of them, right? And they finally show up, and I'm glad. And I open them up, and I'm like, ah, this is great. And so it was Friday night when I opened it, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to put this on. I put it on. It smells like Irish Spring. I'm like, oh, that's great. And so I actually come over here. I was going to hang out with Ian and Bonnie. We're going to play some card games. And I notice that, like, while we're playing, I'm like, that's not Irish Spring. And, like, it had worn off, like, quickly.
Yeah.
Like, I had only put it on, I think it's just old.
And it's the, yeah.
Right? I don't think it's a ripoff. I don't think
old
it's
stock.
I think it's, like, the leftover. Like, some guy found these in the back of a storage facility or a warehouse somewhere and was like, oh, we'll put these on Amazon or whatever, right?
I'm surprised it starts to lose efficacy.
Well, and so I thought maybe it's just this one container, right? Maybe it, you know, got, you know, some air in it or something, you know. So I open up another container and I use it yesterday. And right about the end of Free Talk Live, before we started Beard Talk Live, I'm like, hey, that's not Irish Spring. So, like, definitely the whole batch, right? Now, the good news is, I still have a use for it.
It's not reselling it on eBay.
No.
Oh.
It turns out that the scent of Irish Spring repels rodents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they don't like peppermint either, right? And
right.
I could see that being a similar
So if
thing.
You go online and you look at, like, you know, how do I DIY pest control rodent, blah, 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 one of the things you're going to see very frequently is get yourself a bunch of Irish Spring soap, cut it up into chunks, and leave it around in the basement, in the mm-hmm. garage, in the corners where the rodents are getting in or wherever you see rodent activity, and they won't come around. You have to, of course, replace it every so often to do
that. That sounds a lot easier than my peppermint-soaked cotton balls, though, that I leave around.
I don't do that. What I've done is I've industrial spray bottle I got from like the Home Depot, and I'll put peppermint and olive oil in there, and I will spray around like the eaves of my front porch, underneath the front porch, you know, sort of the perimeter of the house, in the basement. I'll use that as well. I do it maybe twice a year, right, just to, you know, whatever, and it seems to help. I also do subscribe to a quarterly pest control service.
You kind of have to
around here. At my house? Yeah, you kind of do. Or at least did. Like, I might be getting to a point with the repairs that I've done to my property over the time that I've owned it to where I can probably DIY most of that stuff and stop paying them every quarter. But also that means I have to do it and be on it and responsible instead of letting them. So we'll see what actually happens. But I will supplement their work with my own work. And so the good news is that I don't have to just throw these away. Right? Because I can't return them now that I've, like, opened them and used a couple of them or, you know, anything like that. So what I can do, though, is I can, you know, unroll them, cut them up into chunks, and chuck them, you know, wherever I need them for pest control.
Or just carry one with you and reapply midday.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, it's a travel size, so you could just...
I mean, dude, it was, I swear to God, 2 hours later, and it was done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not cool, first of all.
Yeah.
Right? That's like, I can't, that's just not going to happen.
And I feel like deodorant's one of those things, like, you can't, I mean, you can reapply it a couple of times, but once you're reapplying it like 5 times, then it's just like you have a thick layer.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than the smell of a human being who has already begun to stink outside of their first application.
And then you try to cover it up,
and then covering it up. Like, that is, that's just not...
It's got to be proactive, man.
Yeah, you got to be clean first, then put it on, then it'll last.
There's a system to these to these things.
So, at any rate, don't buy the speed stick, old stock, deodorant only because it's going to be old. They stopped making it apparently 5 years ago or more. And I just happened upon like a guy that had some and, you know, threw it up on his Amazon reseller page or whatever. But also, too, people, my God, use frickin' deodorant. Holy crap, man.
What, did you go to a concert recently?
I was just
Libertarian meetup group.
Oh.
Well, okay. I mean, but like, you know, just out and about on like a regular, like, if you're going to go somewhere, put on some frickin' deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be cocky.
LRN.FM.
Now, at some point, I said Captain does that like once a month, and I think he may have made it through July.
Yeah.
I did not make it through August.
It's hard.
But you did not make it through August.
I did not make it through
August. You didn't make it through June. You made it through July, but you didn't make it through August.
Hey, I'm consistent, if nothing else.
Well, I had suggested at the time, this was probably about June.
So now it's your fault.
That it was like once a month at least that we had to do that. And you said, no, this is only like the second time this year. And I went, no, it's more. So now it's at least the second time this year.
It probably was the second time that year.
It was not.
Whenever you said it.
No.
It's just happened more since then.
It was the fourth or fifth time because it was June.
Whatever, Richie Rich.
And it was once a month.
I still have my streak going.
Yeah, but you show up half the time.
Oh, yeah. So snap.
Wow.
Did that hurt?
Yeah, I'm offended.
Sorry, you should be. We missed you, Nikki.
I missed you guys, too. I really do have a very fun time doing the show. But I was tired.
It's fine. That's fine. I know your situation, so like, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
But I did ask for callers to call in and give you crap.
Yeah.
So, like, during the show last week. So, maybe that'll happen. We'll see. Yeah. Maybe the callers are paying no attention whatsoever.
Ironically, Captain's the only one that missed you, because it was my normal day off anyway. So, like, this is just how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. We did get, of course, we had Steve Classic in here, and we were able to debut somebody new, off-grid Angie.
All right.
And she was great. She's also have a medical background. She's a RN, I believe. Nurse of some.
She is an actually wonderful stand-in for me, because I feel like we are very similar.
Yeah. Yeah. We got totally lucky that she just happened to be tagging along that day and able to fill your seat with her. So, you know, perhaps... We'll see if, you know, if you ever need to miss another day, we'll see if she's available.
Lesson learned.
I think it's a great idea.
You're replaceable.
Yeah.
Yeah. let's see. Do we take calls here, don't we?
We
should.
Yeah.
Looks like the lines are filling up.
Well, let's go to this unscreened caller, see who it is. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name? Unscreened caller going once.
What's your name and what kind of deodorant do you wear?
Unscreened caller going twice. Maybe your phone's muted. All right.
Maybe he's mute.
If you can hear
it's
me,
like the prank call.
Please call us back.
He's trying to sign us right now. It's like, oh, man.
Well, let's get this one out of the way. Squidward, you're on Free Talk Live.
Sheesh, it's your little boy, Little Skeet.
What did you just say?
It's your boy, Little Skeet.
That's his new intro.
It's your boy.
You may be a boy, but you're not my boy. Is he your boy, Nikki?
Nope.
Richie?
No.
Is he your? No. You're none of our boys, so.
I don't claim most of them, but he's definitely not one of them.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call on Free Rider Talk Live.
Hey, I was going to ask you about that. How can you claim that I or anybody else here is a free rider when we've paid?
You paid? Oh, you're complaining about it.
So?
I'm allowed to complain for poor service.
So that doesn't make us free riders if we've paid. If we've paid, we're not free riders, correct?
Yeah. I'm talking about...
All right, well, then you got to stop calling us free riders because we've paid.
I'm talking about after secession or while you're complaining about secession.
No, you're not. You're calling us
that
free riders off
sense.
The bat.
Like,
here's the thing.
I'll get into it. I think that's kind of like what I was calling, but I wanted to ask you a quick question.
What's wrong with being a free rider?
Nothing, as long as you don't complain about it.
What?
Well, if I was a free rider, I would not complain about it because I'd be free riding.
Yeah.
Like if I sneak on the bus
without paying,
I'm not going to start making a scene and drawing attention to myself because I don't want to get kicked off the bus
because you're riding for free.
Because I'm riding for free.
Yeah, but you guys are, so not only do you want to withdraw your tax payments, but you're complaining, you're claiming you don't need the national defense.
Right. Well, and, I'll say that.
No, I'm not claiming a defense of a large geographic area is not necessary. I'm claiming that it's preferable to have that provided voluntarily instead of by the force and violence of the institution known as murderment.
Yeah, then you should just... This is kind of like what I was getting to. I mean, why I called, but...
Well, good. Stay on top of this.
I just don't want you to hang up on me after I answer this. Or
well, we're going
to
hang up on you.
I mean, it's going to happen eventually, dude, so...
You know, I got to get over that.
Get it in while you can.
That's what I
do. Okay, so what was
That's
your question about the free riding again? What was your question about free riding again?
How can you claim that I am a free rider when I've paid?
It's been forcibly extracted.
No, the fact that you want to withdraw your tax payments when you secede,
right,
and you want to stay within the borders of the U.S. So,
are we supposed to dig out the geographical New Hampshire and throw it into the ocean and like create a floating island?
No,
like,
no,
what
no.
You want
we'll mount aircraft engines underneath. Like we'll cut the entire state of New Hampshire out, probably about 30 feet down.
Yeah,
and then we'll mount like aircraft engines underneath it, and we will just float the entire state in the sky, creating a cloud state of New Hampshire, the first cloud state to ever exist.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, then I wouldn't have a problem with it, other than the fact that if your claim NAP is your principal, then you're forcing the others that don't want to go with you into that island. So just those two facts. I mean,
if they opt into it, we wouldn't be forcing anyone.
I still don't see if you secede from the United States, right, that you are still within the geographic boundaries of the United States.
Right.
Like by default, by definition, you are no longer within those boundaries. But you have seceded from
that. I mean the coastline of the North America that makes up the United States, you're within that. You know,
have you ever seen Europe before?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only thing that would change in that case is Maine would be more like Alaska, right? They would be separated from the geographic borders of the United States, much like Alaska is separated from the geographic borders of the continental United States.
Yep.
Right.
Sorry, I suck with geography, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Last night I wondered why this article, an article we were covering, was coming from Buenos Aires when the article was about a guy from Argentina.
I'm like,
I'm horrible at geography, apparently.
So yeah, all you have to do is renounce your citizenship and move out. That's it.
I don't want to move out, though.
No,
I think
we
covered that last night, too.
Yeah, that's not all you have to do. And hey, thanks for the call. In fact, the government charges you extreme amounts of money to renounce your citizenship, which you never opted into in the first place. And there is no place on planet Earth that is not claimed by a government. So moving from one slave plantation to another slave plantation makes no sense. Thank you, Squidward. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The Jacksonville, Florida sheriff says Saturday's shooting was, quote, sicking ideologies that do not reflect the community and doesn't believe that there's a racial divide in the city. Three people were shot to death Saturday at a dollar store. Three U.S. Marines are dead after their military aircraft went down in northern Australia. Australia's Defense Ministry says the crash happened during an annual exercise involving the militaries of the U.S., Australia, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Texas has sent another bus full of migrants to Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass releasing a statement saying 39 more people, including 21 children, arrived in the city needing shelter. She criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, calling the move a, quote, political act. Gran Turismo is expected to hold off Barbie for number one in North American theaters. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Says with almost enthusiasm, I'll give you a B plus.
And we're back.
Okay, it's a C minus now.
What would you have to do to fail it?
Deodorant.
You
have to be like, yeah. You have to be like, and.
Yep. And yep.
You just go,
mm-hmm.
Yep. Here we are. 603-283-6160. You guys are awesome. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. Who are you?
I'm Richard Rich.
Who's she?
I'm Nikki.
Who's he?
I'm Richard Rich still.
Who's she?
She's still Nikki.
Who am I?
You're the captain.
Okay.
All
right. We're here. Who are they?
Whew, they are callers, listeners.
Very well. Free Talk Live listeners, specifically, we are asking you for a favor. As you perhaps already know, Ian Freeman, this show's founder, was recently convicted of victimless crimes. That's right. Even the courts themselves admit there was no victim. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. We can argue all day as if to, you know, was the jury right or wrong, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he has helped the community, why you think he deserves a light sentence, how he's helped you. Also, saying things about yourself that give your opinion weight with the government might be helpful, such as if you were in the military or if you did any type of public service. Things of this can have an impact. If you held office, perhaps, something like that. would be something to mention. Ian is a selfless man that has always tried to do what he thinks is right, and it would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time at all in prison. We need these letters quickly, so don't put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get this address written down, that's okay. All the info you need can be found at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com. Let's go right into your calls. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
I'm not on screen. This is Gigi in Charleston.
Hi, Gigi.
Hi, everybody. Hey. I'm calling on my cell phone.
Can you just back away from the cell phone a little bit? Gigi?
Mitchum deodorant.
Gigi.
Yes.
Can you back away from the phone a little bit? You're overmodulating.
Oh, I beg your pardon. How is this?
That's much better. Thank you. Go ahead.
Please excuse me. It's my enthusiasm for calling in.
We love enthusiasm.
I love your enthusiasm.
You know,
Gigi.
I'm always spunky, and I love the show.
Right, so don't dumb that down at all. Just back away from the microphone
so sweet. And Richie, this is good for you because I remember you said on a show many, many months ago that you were born and raised in Hawaii.
That's correct. Correct.
Yes, sir. I have a problem. First of all, I'm proud to say, let me backtrack a step. I wear Mitchum deodorant.
Okay. That's old school.
It keeps away the bad, funky smell, and I always wear Chanel No. 5. And
classy.
I need to be covered in every orifice of this body.
All right.
I knew you guys would crack up. My beef currently is, how come Ukrainian pilots who are flown from so far away coming into the United States in various locations to be trained in fighting using F-16s as well as English? However, there seems to be a major problem in FEMA getting supplies and food and medicine and all kinds of important needs for the men, women, and children that were affected in the indigenous communities, primarily indigenous, on the island of Maui. What has taken so long?
That's a great question. And I saw a post on Facebook that was saying, oh, I see no one has changed their profile pictures to the Hawaiian flag.
Yeah.
Did the news not tell you to do that? Are
Except
we only,
for like Steve Classic.
You know?
I've seen.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, he's going to be the only one.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Who stands with Hawaii? Doesn't anyone stand with Hawaii?
We have so much money going to Ukraine for their war. What about our own communities at home?
Oh, the government doesn't care.
Yeah, that's the quick answer.
That's not a good answer.
I know it's not a good answer.
It's the truth, though, unfortunately.
But, yeah.
Well, I'm not saying it to be disrespectful to any of you, but it just really, really bothers me.
I'll say it to be disrespectful, then. Why are we relying on the government?
You grew up in Hawaii. Talk to me, please.
I don't know what you want to do. Well, I don't know what you want me to say. Number one, I don't have any family on Maui, so I'm like zeroly affected by this. Number two, from a libertarian standpoint, right, we don't want FEMA involved anyway, right? It's not for the government to handle. So what could have been done leading up to it, and what should you do in your local community?
Unfortunately, this is our national entity, so to speak, that is supposed to attend to the aftermath of emergencies.
Yeah, supposed to, but they don't, and they've never done.
Rely upon in an emergency.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to, if you're concerned about this in your local community, right? Start organizing something there that won't rely on FEMA.
Right. And what could be done for the people in Hawaii who have been affected by this is someone could take it upon themselves to organize something, I don't know, GoFundMe, a Patreon page,
whatever.
Something, some sort of a thing, and just rely on the people who actually care about those who are affected to do something, whether it's donate, whether it's flying there to help rebuild.
Very interesting comment all of you are making, and I say this with great respect because it reminds me of the lessons that Malcolm X was preaching to the African American community. Rely upon yourselves from within.
Yeah. And that
absolutely
goes, that goes for number one, that goes for any community. Number two, again, what happens with FEMA is when the locals start to organize, right, FEMA stops them. Right? They try to bring in stuff from outside and, you know, whatever they can do and bring it on in.
Yep.
And the government goes like, no, we're managing this. We've got, take your bottles of water and canned food and stick it.
Right. Yeah.
We are in control, and they make it worse.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they do with everything, right? So, like, say if I were to just, you know, grassroots organize something for homeless people, for example.
Right. Yep.
If I started gearing up money and supplies for homeless people, the state would come and be like, nope, this is unauthorized activity. Even though you're helping, we have to do all of these other things.
We've covered,
you know,
stories multiple times on Free Talk Live where...
This is very true.
Yeah, we've covered stories where, like, a ministry, a church, will legitimately get people to donate and come and volunteer,
yeah,
to feed the homeless in a park and get shut down by police.
Yep.
Because they didn't permit.
Oh, that's right, because they don't want them in a park or a parking lot being fed.
So, and if you want to look into, like, one of the biggest economic problems that Hawaii has overall, and it's exacerbated by crises like this, go read about the Jones Act.
Oh, yes, yes. Touché. Very good point. I learned about this past week on NPR.
There you go. So where,
yep,
you can bring in all those supplies from wherever you want, right? You whoever wants it, but the ships can't dock legally, right? So
yes,
one more government roadblock in the way.
My question.
But we appreciate you. Did you have anything else to say, Gigi? Gigi?
Guess not. We didn't even get a chance to hang up on, like, Gigi? Squidward.
No, like it says,
she hung up on
still
us.
Active.
Oh.
I didn't hear a click.
Okay.
Gigi?
Click.
I guess she must be done.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Gigi. We appreciate you. Yeah, like, she's right about the Malcolm X stuff, right?
Yeah.
And that is, like, one of the most libertarian things that I can think of is, like, look,
self-organizing from a grassroots level and helping your neighbors.
Yeah, look, the government isn't going to help you despite their many named agencies. Let's just talk about FEMA. Federal Emergency Management, what are they, administration?
Agency, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever they are. Our job is to manage this emergency. No, it isn't. Your job is to get in the way of other people trying to help people.
Every national emergency that FEMA, like, is a part of, they make it worse.
Yeah.
Before they help at all, they make it worse. Right? The Hurricane Katrina, right, in New Orleans, FEMA made it worse. The whatever happened in Puerto Rico, FEMA makes it worse. Like, you name your national emergency, and the FEMA response is terrible.
I mean, that's true to all government services, though.
I get it, but she was specifically asking about FEMA.
Yeah, no, of course,
right.
But...
So don't rely on FEMA.
Yeah.
Right, you can learn your lesson from this and all the others by planning ahead. Now, should you fail to plan ahead, right, like just like old people relying on Social Security to get by, right, it's not going to be there when you need it. And if it's not going to be there when you need it, you're going to get screwed. And the only way to not get screwed is to plan ahead and be prepared.
And I understand Gigi's frustration, and other people have voiced their frustration too, specifically about sending a ton of money to Ukraine and then not really being there for Hawaii. Like, it does really feel like some weird double standard, and it's not a mistake. And, you know, Biden's just going to blame it on the Republicans for shutting whatever bill or however they handle that, for shutting it down. But there were other, you know, so it's this weird political circus thing where there's so many hidden things, and it's just impossible to get things done. It's impossible to get the two sides to agree, and it's just a completely broken system, and it just doesn't work. It's never going to benefit anybody.
It's the people that go like, well, if you just cut the military spending budget, then you could help all the homeless people. I don't want you to do that either. Right? Just... give me my money back.
Yeah.
Give everyone their money back and let the market sort it out. That's, you know, so I'm against them sending money to Ukraine, right, because it affects my bottom line. I'm against, you know, FEMA assistance anywhere, because number one, why, if you want to help Hawaii, right, fine, figure it out, right, there's other ways to do it, but why should tax money from a dude in Nebraska go to help out Lahaina, Maui?
Well, because we're supposed to be a nation.
No. He doesn't care. He just wants his money, right? Mm-hmm. He ought to have that choice on his own to help out, you know, his countrymen, right, or not. But it shouldn't be forcibly extracted from him to pay for them. No matter how bad the devastation, and it's bad,
yeah,
right, that's not how you handle it. It's got to be done another way. Voluntarily, through community organization, and preemptively, right? You got to do it ahead of time. Be prepared. That's preparedness.
Or don't set it on fire in the first place. Well, if you want to get into conspiracy theories.
And so many things, you know, are apparently, supposedly responsible for that catastrophe.
Not, it's a lot of coincidences.
Not just, right, yeah. Too many of them for my taste. Not just, you know, oh, some fires started, but there were apparently three fires that all sort of happened simultaneously.
You know, kind of like in Canada. It's almost like when catastrophes happen, it's usually the Fed trying to murder their own people and steal land or whatever they're trying to do or pass legislation.
Yeah.
See, we have to do this. Look at global warming. Hawaii's on fire.
And the,
oh, okay, really?
The lack of maintenance on the shrubbery and brushes.
Federal land.
Federal land.
Well,
the lack of maintenance there.
Federal land and forewarned.
Yeah.
Right. There's this invasive species that burns really quickly. It's pervading your federal land. Something ought to be done. Otherwise, this could happen.
Yeah.
And they hear that, and they're like, oh, we should set it on fire and use this for some sort of benefit?
And then, of course, the thing that just really burns my behind is the whole, like, people are trying to get away. And
then not being able to?
They close the road and turn people back.
Yeah.
Tell them they can't cross. They must go back toward the fire.
Murder.
There are power lines down up ahead. You must not go this way. The one way.
Well, behind is on fire, so it looks like either way I'm going to die.
I take my chances over there.
I think I'm running the barricade at this point. I'm surprised that didn't happen.
No, people did.
Oh, did they?
People.
They have to.
People that ignored the warning and went around the barricade survived.
Jeez.
And people who were turned around may or may not have perished.
And this is like, okay, so how are we supposed to believe that this, even if, okay, obviously, like, the setting of the fires.
Oh, and they didn't
light
the sirens either.
Yeah.
Well, they tried to, and they didn't work.
Well,
and then I saw an interview from a firefighter who was trying to use the water to, and he said it was dry.
Right, they turned it off.
Yes, so it was turned off, and he... From his experience, he just said, I looked at my wife, I was in utter disbelief, I was horrified, and he just said, there's nothing I can do, we just have to leave.
So the water pressure, that came out too, right? The water pressure, they didn't want to take it away from other communities to take care of this. It's like, well, they need to water their lawn, so we can't...
Yeah, so
we can't fight this fire that's burning people's property to the ground.
Now, I did watch a clip of the press conference.
Like, I think the lawns could have waited a week.
Yeah, guarantee. You know, get the water... if you're going to be a community, right, take care of the emergency first.
Right?
Also, it's a frickin' island. It's surrounded by frickin' water. I don't care if it's salt water or not. Dump a pump into the nearest body of water and start spraying it on the fire.
You would think. But I will also say this. I watched a press conference where the CBS guy, like, asked the emergency management dude about the sirens. And here's what I know from growing up there. Right? He says, like, well, why didn't you turn on the emergency sirens?
Yeah.
And he said, because our people, our citizens are trained that when they hear the sirens, to head toward the mountains. And I lived there for like 30-something years. I did not go to any training where they told me to head toward the mountains.
There was no mountain head towards training?
It's an emergency siren. What you do when the emergency siren goes off is you find the news source. Right?
Yeah.
You turn on the TV, you turn on the radio.
Right. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system, right?
Yeah. Right. It's the actual emergency broadcast.
Right, when it's for real.
When you find out what's going on.
Right.
Right. So it goes like, our people were trained to head toward the mountains, and we didn't want them to do that. No, we're not. No one got trained to head toward the mountains.
What is it called? Civil defense? Is that right?
Yeah, civil defense.
Yeah, okay.
But either way, like, that training doesn't happen. So I immediately knew he was lying, and I would not trust anything else that came out of his mouth. Right? The sirens ring,
yeah,
and you find out what's going on.
Right.
And then when you turn on the TV, they go, like, there's a fire coming down the mountains.
Right.
Like, get out of Lahaina.
Right. Or something has erupted, or there's a tsunami, yeah, or whatever. Right?
Whatever, yeah, it is. Right. But in this case, like, there's a fire. Don't go toward the mountains.
Right. Yeah. Right?
But you hear the sirens.
So even, like, even on the West Coast, in the Seattle area, they have tsunami sirens, but they double as earthquake sirens as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if either of those two things happen, they're supposedly going to set these things off so people know, hey, something's going on. You should
find out what's going on.
Take appropriate action.
So,
right.
So you're saying it doesn't make sense if there's a tsunami, it doesn't make sense to just not use it because, oh, well, all these people are going to think it's an earthquake. If I'm sleeping... Yeah. And there's a legit emergency, I want to be able to wake up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that is what the sirens are for, to alert people that something is going on.
Or send us a text message like you did with the missile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you can wake everybody up and scare everyone with an inbound missile from North Korea.
Right.
Right? You can sound the sirens and text everyone that it's a fire.
Yeah, how come the emergency text didn't go up?
Good question, Captain. I wish I had a good answer for you.
Yeah.
Because statists aren't competent.
Well, that is probably the accurate answer. Either that or they're conspiratorial.
Yeah.
Perhaps both.
I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I'm just saying there's a lot of coincidences that lead one to believe that it is.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, Captain, thank you for taking the call.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm happy to be here. I just want to say that this whole Maui thing looks as if it was some kind of evil experiment.
It does.
You know,
we know.
The governments, involved, and it's always governments. It's always, you know, from the local, county, state, central.
It's corrupt all the way up the chain.
Up the chain, right. The only answer that we have, and this needs to be understood, is that it was listed in the Declaration of Independence or the preamble of the, I can't remember which of the, the Constitution.
No, we don't know.
It was listed that, if we don't have, if we're not getting from our government what was promised us as protection of rights.
Alter or abolish. When governments become destructive to these ends, is the right of the people to alter or abolish.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right. It goes on to say form a new government and so on, yada, yada.
And so that means individuals have to, in a way that can be reported broadly, that they do no longer consent.
That's what I'm doing. I first of all, I never gave my consent, and so they can't provide any evidence that I ever did.
So I don't need to withdraw it.
Right. Since I never gave it, there's no need for me to withdraw it. I do not consent at all. If somebody came to me today and said, hey, I've got a great idea. Here's how we're going to organize and manage society. We're going to form a small group of people, where one guy gets replaced every 4 years, but the rest of it sort of remains intact. And we're going to forcibly extract money from everybody. They have no choice. We're just going to do it. And then we're going to use that to create the largest empire the earth has ever seen. I'd be like, no. I do not consent.
You're like, isn't that the plot of Star Wars?
It is the plot of Star Wars, as a matter of fact. I'm tired of pretending it's not.
I've seen this.
That's life.
Yes. But somehow there needs to be a count, of
no, just throw it away, that, you know.
Well,
just start over.
The thing is,
draft the document, man, and take it door to door and get signatures.
It's just hard because it seems like so many people just, and even the people who are, you know, a lot of conservatives after COVID, they're like, no, this is an outrage. We need to fix the government. And it's like, okay, well, you can't fix it because it's not broken. Like, this is.
It's working as designed.
Yeah, it's literally working as designed. It's, you know, I don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's gotten a lot worse in the past 200 years. But there's so many people who just can't fathom a world without government. Like, they can't fathom to not be controlled in some way, shape, or form. And I'm, unfortunately, that appears to be the majority of the people in the United States.
Sadly.
Either that, or they are just completely oblivious, they don't care, they have no clue what's actually going on. And then the other half are like, we need more government. Like, the liberals are like, no, we need more tax dollars, you know.
The people who pay attention focus too much on alter and not enough on abolish.
Yeah. That's it.
But what occurs, what can occur, is that significant minority can, you know, make it clear that we do not consent.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're trying.
You could do that, but you have to be able to defend your position. And I don't mean like your philosophical position. I mean, if you're going to declare secession and like, I'm not going to pay,
yeah,
right, it's going to get violent, and you have to be able to defend yourself.
All the more reason for a concentration of people. Right?
Exactly.
Are, somewhere between, you know, 10 and 20% of the people, which I think there clearly are.
I don't know about 10 or 20%, man. At least not here.
Huh?
I don't think there's 10 or 20% of, like, anti-status here in New Hampshire.
That's Lee. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
And I shouldn't need that many people to, like, set myself free.
No. In fact, you should just be able to go, I am a free man, and I do what I want as long as I don't harm anybody or anybody else's property.
And then you got to defend it.
603-283-6160. What do you think the requirements are to be a free person in this world? Give us a call. Let us know.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.